It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire and your face of encouragement. And I'm still learning the software. So just bear with me. We are on a journey to be invested in growing hope, be invested in building encouragement in the hearts and minds of the people that we encounter. Because every time we plant a seed of hope, we begin to spread that hope. Hope spreads faster than anything else that you'll encounter. So we are growing hope together. And we've been on this journey these last few weeks of growing up from being caterpillars into taking flight as butterflies. And it all started because of a book called Hope for the Flowers. And in that book, Stripe and Yellow are on a journey to figure out what it is that they're supposed to be doing. And ultimately, that's what we're all doing. We're all on this journey trying to figure out what is it we're supposed to be doing in this world for our lives. And what we discover through the caterpillars is that you cannot talk butterfly to caterpillar people. So if you want to take flight, you have to grow up, transform into your unique butterfly. This week, we are focused on taking flight. We've gone through being the caterpillar, understanding what butterfly talk really is, and releasing the tethers, you know, getting the cocoon, breaking out of the cocoon. And now we are taking flight. And today we are focused on embracing our wings. How cool is that? Don't you think everybody needs to have wings? And we need wings not just to take flight into all of our possibilities, but sometimes just to get through the day. Did you know a butterfly actually keeps its wings the way it does so that it is prepared for an attack, and it can move and maneuver in amazing ways because of its wings? So our wings do a lot of things for us, and we need to embrace our wings. When we go through this process of transformation, when we become a new person, then we need to embrace that. So first, we need to release the old. Second, we need to get comfortable with the new us. Third, we need to wear a name tag so people recognize that it's a new us. Fourth, we need to share our story. And fifth, we need to enjoy the new. So the first thing that you want to think about is releasing the old. When I first started writing as a professional writer, I embraced Catherine, which is my given name. It is also referred to as your Christian name. But my mom always called me after her best friend, and her best friend was Kathy. So my mom always called me Kathy. Everybody that knew me growing up called me Kathy, and I took on Catherine as my pen name. I still use Kathy. I still use Catherine. Hey, you is also a way to get my attention. I have children, so I'm used to that. But when I chose to take Catherine as my pen name, I made sure that I wrote it on my name tags. I introduced myself as Catherine. And I was very comfortable using that name. When I was already married, so it was Catherine Lang, which is still my name. But even though I was comfortable in it, we forget sometimes. We forget about who we are. So I was introducing myself about 9 years ago. Been married about 20 years at that point. And I introduced myself with my maiden name. And I no sooner got the words out of my mouth, and I just looked at the person, I said, that's not my name anymore. But I had fallen into this pattern for some unknown reason and just, you know, blurted out the old me. And that's why we have to be actively invested in embracing our wings, because we can fall back into the pattern of the old us. We can actually convert back to the caterpillar. So the first thing we're doing is releasing the old. You are a new you. You are not the same person you were yesterday. You are not the same person you were in high school. You are a new you. You have learned, you have grown. And even if you haven't learned and grown as much as you think you should have, you have changed and you continue to change. You continue to evolve and you have transformed into this amazing butterfly from the caterpillar that you were. So release what was. When you are in a situation where people are actively invested in talking about the past, you can enjoy the conversation. You can have laughs about the conversation, but if they try to put you back in the box, either walk away or just say, I'm not that person anymore. That was, you can do like I do and have a new name. I have another friend who was called by a nickname all of his life. And when he went to college, he chose to take an adult name. And that is the name that he expects you to refer to him by. Release the old. Don't let somebody put it back on you. You're faster, you're stronger, you're bolder. You are purpose-filled. That's what's amazing. You're purpose-filled. This whole transformation from being a caterpillar into being a butterfly is leading you into walking out your purpose. And if you go back to being tethered to the limitations, then you cannot take flight. So let go of whatever it is that you were called, whatever it is you were told, whatever it is that was expected, whether it was because of your actions or because of family obligations, let it go. It's yesterday. You don't need to know why. Remember, why is yesterday? It'll only hold you down. It is what now? What now are we going to do with this new you? The second thing is you're going to have to get comfortable. You're going to have to get comfortable in the newness of all of this. Being the new you can feel weird at times because you are different. You have changed. And the people around you may still expect you to be the old you. Even yourself, you may expect you to act in certain ways or do certain things or say a certain name, because that's the name that you've always gone by. But you are new and you may need to practice this. Even around people that know you, you may need to practice the new you. I had to practice saying Catherine Lang. I had to practice saying the Catherine part. And now I'm just as likely to say Kathy as I am Catherine. And I give people, you're welcome to call me Catherine. You can call me Kathy. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. When I'm around my husband and I am doing things with my husband, I am Kathy. When I am in a professional setting with my books and my speaking, I am Catherine. But I'm okay with either. They're both me. Neither one puts me in a box. And when you get more comfortable in your newness, in who you are, in this butterfly you, you will begin to embrace that butterflyness and the labels will no longer stick. So whatever it is, that you had been labeled, this newness will begin to smooth you out to the point that those labels can't stick anymore. And that's what you want. That's the place that you want to get. You want to get so comfortable in the newness of you. Don't get stuck here. We're still growing. We're still learning. We're still evolving. But you will get comfortable in the newness of you. And because you're comfortable in the newness of you, the labels of your past no longer stick. And you are wide open to all the possibilities that this new you is creating. The third thing to think about is that we need to wear a name tag or some kind of identifying factor. When I first stepped into Growing Hope, I wore a color I had never worn before. I was just never a pink kind of person. And I really started to wear a lot of pink. One, because a bright pink, a hot pink is a good color for my skin tone. But it also, for me, was a, it denoted flowers. I always think of fun flowers in pink. So I wore a lot of pink. It was something different. I chose to do things differently. In these last few weeks, I have been really leaning into who I am. I mean, just being authentically raw and real. The gestures that I make when I'm doing the Growing Hope broadcast are the same. And I've mentioned this before. It's the exact same that you're going to get if you're sitting across from me at coffee. I am not going through special camera readiness. I'm embracing a new me is what I'm doing. I am embracing an authentic me, and I'm acting different and looking different and wearing different in order to reveal that new me, not only to you, but to me as well, because I have to get comfortable in the me that I am. And by choosing to wear a name tag that says, I am a new me, allows me to not only remind myself, but to remind you that I am not the person I was yesterday. I am a new me, and this is a new path, and this is a new journey, and I am taking flight into this newness, and I want you to encourage, enjoy, applaud the effort. You know, really, this is a... We need all the encouragement we can get when we're stepping into newness. And when I show you that I am a new me, then you can encourage that newness and encourage me to continue down that path. The fourth thing we really, in order to truly embrace your wings and embrace your butterflyness, you need to tell your story. Share your story as often as you can about this journey, more importantly, about where you're taking flight. Share the excitement of what you're doing and how you're doing it and what you're going to be doing. Share with the people in the grocery store, you know, share with the people that you sit with at a potluck dinner. Anytime somebody asks what you do, tell them, I am on a new journey. As of today, I am taking flight into all of my possibilities. I did this yesterday. I know that this is not what was expected, but I want people to know that we are on a new journey. We are leaning 100% into this newness, and we are daring to take flight into all of our possibilities. And we're not going to be limited by what we were yesterday. We're not going to be limited by what somebody says about us. We're not going to be limited by the expectations of others. We're not even going to be limited by the rules and regulations that this world has tried to apply to us and say, this is what you have to do in order to walk in this world. I am in this world, but I am not of this world. And that means that I am not hindered and limited and tethered to the rules and regulations of this world, and neither are you. And when you truly and completely and totally lean into who you are uniquely designed to be, when you embrace your wings 100% and you take flight, then you cannot be stopped by the limitations of the world because you've no longer tethered yourself to them. So share your story and dare others to take this journey, to go from being the caterpillar tethered to the limitations to taking flight and embracing their wings. As you share it, you will find that you feel the freedom. You feel the flight happening. You feel yourself taking off. Because the more you share it, the more you truly embrace this new you. And finally, the fifth thing is to truly enjoy where you are. Even if you're not to the end, even if you're not across the finish line, enjoy this journey. Enjoy this moment. You just transformed from being a caterpillar into believing that you can take flight, to believing that you have possibilities that are beyond explanation, beyond imagination. You are exceedingly abundant in your pursuit of your unique design. Enjoy that. Embrace it. Flap your wings. Sing your song, whatever it is. Dance your dance. Truly just enjoy the butterfly you. When I go out and I go walking, it's after I have done my prayer time and my study time, and I just go out and I enjoy. I enjoy what I encountered during that praise and time, and or during that study time. I enjoy where I'm going next. I enjoy that we are about to launch into possibilities that yesterday would never have even crossed our imagination or crossed our mind. Because we are leaning into our unique design and we are embracing our wings, I am choosing to enjoy the new, no matter what else I was seeing, no matter what else was happening. I am enjoying the new me, because that is today. And today is all we have. So if I worry about what I was, or I get stuck in the old instead of releasing it, then I cannot be fully present in right now. But if I really embrace the me that I am today, if I embrace the transformation process and I embrace my wings, then I can truly enjoy now. And when you are enjoying the journey, everything else becomes a little bit easier, a little bit better, and you become a little bit bolder in what it is that you're attempting to do. So find your way to enjoy the new you. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. I don't know any other way to say it. You have a unique design. And when you have transformed from being that caterpillar that was tethered to the world and tethered to the limitations, and you go through the journey to transform into this new you and embrace your wings, embrace the possibilities, embrace the amazingness that you are. When you release the old, you get comfortable in the new. You wear a name tag to remind yourself and others of the change. You share your story so you can dare others to take flight as well. And you just enjoy the you that you are. Then you will begin to live out this design you were created to live out, to live out this amazing life that you were called to live. But you have to make the choice. You can go through all this transformation process and never truly take flight. And I don't want that for anyone. When you take flight, you can live your big dream goals. And I'm here to encourage you. If you're struggling in any way, please reach out to me today. Go over to katherinelang.com, snarkyrainbows.com, and look for the little button that says chat with Katherine, and just sign up for a free chat with me today. And let's talk about how I can be an encouragement to you in this journey to embrace your wings and take flight into all of your possibilities. I believe you can, and I am here to encourage you in the journey. Thank you for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Until next time, remember, a seed of hope is all it takes, and we can begin to change the world. Until next time, remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.